New evidence in the sports rort scandal is raising further questions about just how involved the Prime Minister's office was in the whole affair. The independent agency, whose scathing report highlighted major problems with how grants were awarded, fronted a Senate inquiry at Parliament last night, where it was revealed staff from Scott Morrison's office were involved in suggesting which projects should be approved. The scandal helped trigger a Nationals leadership spill after claiming one ministerial scalp, but could there be others? Alexandra Beach reports.
This is the first time we've heard from the man whose report sparked the whole sports grants saga. The Auditor-General, Grant Hare, and his team maintain this grant scheme deviated from normal procedure.
The normal process for decision-making on grants where you've got a merit assessment is that you undertake assessments, you rank, and you fund according to rank.
Instead, in this case, some local sports projects were overlooked in favour of those in marginal seats or seats being targeted by the coalition at the election. A Senate committee is now trying to unscramble the sports saga, which has since claimed the scalp of the then Minister, Bridget McKenzie. And what's emerged during last night's hearing is the Prime Minister's office was more heavily involved than the government has previously admitted. Brian Boyd is an executive director at the Audit Office.
And then there was also the direct and indirect representations, which is either simply passing on where a Member of Parliament has said, we'd like these projects in my electorate to be approved, or the Prime Minister's office involved in indicating these are the ones we think should be included in the list of approved projects.
The committee heard dozens of versions of the spreadsheets were exchanged between the offices of the Minister and the Prime Minister, although Bridget McKenzie had the final say.
It wasn't the case that we could see that those which came, if I could say, directly from the Prime Minister's office were necessarily any more successful than those which came from a local member direct to the Minister's office rather than through the Prime Minister's office.
In a statement, the Prime Minister's office says no applications that were assessed as ineligible received grant funding, but audit officials told the committee that 43% of the projects were ineligible by the time funding deals were signed, for the majority because the work had already begun.
So that just blows out of the water the Prime Minister's defence that all projects were eligible. The audit office couldn't have been clearer.
Labor Senator Anthony Chisholm is the committee's chair.
What they basically said is that 43% of the funded projects were ineligible in that they'd either started or they got their applications in late. And it went to the political decision-making of the minister.
One topic the audit office wouldn't weigh in on was the separate report done by the head of the Prime Minister's department, Phil Gaitchens. Scott Morrison insists it found no evidence that grant decisions were based primarily on political considerations. He hasn't released that report, and the Auditor-General has told Green Senator Janet Rice he hasn't seen it.
So I'm not going to make any comment on that because I'd be just speculating, and that's not what auditors do.
Okay. So do you stand by the findings of your report, given those contrasting findings of the Gaitchens report?
Nothing's come to my attention which would lead me to change the report.
It's the Federal Auditor-General, Grant Hare, ending that report by Alexandra Beach.